Slow down your breathing. Breathing in through your nose if you can, in filling your belly until you're full but not uncomfortably full, and then exhaling slowly and completely until you're empty but not uncomfortably empty. With every breath in, breathe in a little more slowly, a little more deeply. And with every breath out, a little more slowly and completely. Notice your connection to the ground. Notice the feeling of your feet or your seat or your body connecting to ground. Notice how stable and supportive it feels in this moment. As you breathe, open your feet, connecting to ground. Breathe in some of that stillness and stability and support from the ground. Imagining that with every inhalation, you can breathe that energy up through your feet or your seat into your body. And as you breathe in, notice where in your body you feel distress, discomfort, tension, or dis-ease. When you breathe in stability and support, imagine that this energy can fill the spaces around all of your distress and discomfort. Not trying to get rid of anything today, simply filling the spaces surrounding it with support and stability. When you breathe out, imagine that you can grow larger and more spacious around this discomfort or distress. So breathing in stability, breathing out, expanding and becoming more open and spacious. Notice how big your discomfort or distress feels in this moment. Maybe it's like a large rock, and you, your awareness, your body feel like a small puddle. So the discomfort takes up a lot of space. As you exhale and expand, imagine that you can grow deeper and wider, and that discomfort can stay the same size. So breathing in, stability, breathing out, becoming deeper, broader, more spacious, maybe growing to the size of a pool or a small lake. And yet that discomfort remains the same size. So there's more of you, there's more presence, there's more space for you. Continuing to breathe in stability, breathe out spaciousness, expansion, deepening to a broader lake, or maybe even the sea. As you continue breathing, imagine yourself, this sea, this ocean, this expansive awareness. Above you is the sun. And perhaps it's a beautiful blue day open skies. Maybe there's some clouds, but you can know that the sun is there. You might notice as you're doing this that thoughts keep happening. This is normal. That's what the brain does. It just pumps out thoughts, just like the heart beats blood. For now, I invite you to imagine that your thoughts are like birds soaring over the sky, above your ocean, your sea, your waves. And when the birds pass between the sunlight and the waves, the ocean, they cast a shadow. And just notice how that shadow feels in your body. Watch your thoughts passing between you and the sun. And notice the feeling of the shadow crossing your sea, your waves. Perhaps the birds are slow and steady, or there are clusters of them. Perhaps one bird might catch your attention, and then you kind of ride it to another thought or another thought. And if you notice this happening, return to your breath and remember your expanded deep self. And perhaps in your waters, there's something that swims in that shadow. Perhaps it is the thing that is attracting the bird. So it's not so much the bird casting the shadow, but this shadowy creature that draws the bird. Just notice the relationship between the bird and the shadow. And continue breathing, being open, spacious, reflective under the sun. And for now, I invite you to let this go, knowing that your mind might continue to generate thoughts. But from now, seeing if you can shift your focus, thinking of a person who has a significant influence in your life, positive or negative, someone whose words and actions are highly charged for you, around which you would like more discernment. And ask your mind to send memories of this person to be the birds flying overhead between you and the sun. Perhaps their memories of their words and their actions. Perhaps their memories of interactions you've had with this person. Let those thoughts and memories fly between you and the sun, casting their own shadows. And notice how those shadows feel. And continue breathing. Remember your connection to ground if you need it. And just letting yourself notice the feeling of the shadow. And then the next few breaths, let this go as well. And ask your mind to slow down for a moment, giving yourself full spaciousness, full openness. Being here with your depths, your breadth, your expansive openness, the sun, the sea, and now send an invitation to a spiritual ally or a deity or some entity with whom you wish to have more relationship or discernment around. Ask that being to send you some kind of contact, some kind of message, so that you can know how it feels in your body. And then listen and wait and be with whatever occurs. And if there's a part of your mind that's judging this experience, just acknowledge that. But try to hold whatever's unfolding as an intentional message, as a gift you're being given by this being. And keep breathing and holding space, being with whatever arises for the next few minutes. Recognizing that we can return to this work at any time. For now, thank that being for its relationship with you and whatever it has given you. And thank yourself for showing up to this work, for taking a risk to know yourself better and deepen your level of discernment. And reconnect your awareness to the ground, breathing in whatever stability or support that you need, and bringing your awareness back to the room, back to this moment, back to yourself. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes if they're closed, And let yourself move a little bit and reconnect to this moment, here and now. May you be blessed today.